So the report remove tool, as we call it, is accessible through the Childline website. It's childline.org.uk. And it is a tool that allows children and young people who have shared an explicit or sexualized image of themselves or who have had that shared by a third party to upload that to the portal and to have that assessed by our partners in Report Remove, who are the Internet Watch Foundation, and they can upload a URL, video or a static image, and the IWF will assess the image to a certain threshold, and then they can begin work, if it reaches the threshold, to have that image removed. The first thing I would say, just in terms of prevalence, is that it's much more prevalent, I would say, than we actually know, because the level of reporting and help seeking is lower than it should be. But I think it is gaining momentum, and the Report Remove is playing a part in that. In terms of the impact that it has on children and young people, I can certainly say with confidence that a lot of children and young people become very isolated, become very frightened. They hold this problem in a very particular place in their own lives, and the tendency to share or seek support tends not to be the first place that children and young people go with something that still has a degree of shame and embarrassment attached to it. And we've got to be honest and say that it shouldn't do, but it does. For certain parts of society, we will always, as an organisation, help a young person with any issue that's going on for them. It's important to understand that a lot of children and young people are being blackmailed or threatened, and that adds a whole new level of fear and concern for those children and young people. And in addition to that, the support that a young person may have around them, some young people have very little support, some young people have great support, but going to a parent or a carer or a family member and talking about something like this, it's not automatic for a lot of children and young people. And a lot of adults out there may not know how to react or respond or support either. So there's a lot of fear, and, you know, a lot of sense of isolation, and that can lead to other issues, you know, mental health issues, self-harm, you know, that's the reality for some children and young people.